1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
On our newsmaker line this hour is Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. And Mr. Bozell, your news story came to light here today. A lawsuit that has been prepared by the firm of Blasingame & Blasingame and Riverside, California, having to do with harassment. But this is a different story, and we're going to get your take on all of this and why you initiated this. Thank you for joining our program.
Thank you very much.
You own a construction company, correct?
We're a commercial construction in the Corona, California, Inland Empire area.
Now, you have, apparently, in your family, a difference of political opinion. You voted for Senator Kerry during the recent election. Your wife voted for President Bush, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And this has caused some ongoing problems, I guess, huh?
It has. We, you know, try to keep it civil, and that as most couples do. And but the recent terror attacks in London, coupled with the increase in the terrorisms in Iraq, have caused a lot of conversation in our home that has been, I guess,
confrontational.
Well, yeah, divisive. Nothing that I felt was all that serious. I think most of it was, you know, just conversation. But what happened within the last few days prompted my action. Even though I had asked my wife, I said, "Well, we can talk about this and work this out." But she decided that no, she you know, believed that I was. I think she believed that I was in the wrong.
Tell me what is going on in your house, because you've included in this action, you've mentioned your son, Stephen, your daughter April, and some I don't know, influence their mother has over them.
Yes, sir. The children are just children, and they're going to do what an adult prompts them to do. But my children also are above average in intelligence, and they followed the election back in 2004 in November. And they're, you know, on the side of their mother, and they wanted to see President Bush get elected. And things that were hurtful to me personally, but I think I'm a bigger man than that. In the recent days, an increase, though, in a kind of, I guess, a psychological warfare that my wife has conducted against me has prompted me to contact Ms. Blasingame and the action that she's put together for us. And
all right, I've seen some of this. It's basically a lawsuit that is going to center around harassing. Harassment that the lawsuit that initiated calls your wife's actions harassing and emotionally disturbing. Now, tell me what these actions are, because I'm not really clear. There's a mention here about your daughter and your son and your wife laughing.
Well, here's the subtlety of what goes on, and there's a great many American men who can relate to this, especially people who've supported Senator Kerry and see now the wisdom of supporting Senator Kerry, because you can see our country just being, you know, just, I'm kind of nervous. But
well, no, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
Just our country is getting blown all to hell, you know. I had told my daughter many times not to, this is just an example, Mr. Henry. I told my daughter many times not to play with her food, not to play with her dessert, and so on. My wife, on Saturday, this was last Saturday, and I've got it in my notes, went out and bought chocolate ice cream for our dessert because we had a barbecue, and I had the children. We made hamburgers. And so after dinner, the children got ice cream. My daughter went to the refrigerator. She got out chocolate ice cream. She did kind of give me a look. As she was putting the ice cream into the bowl, she never took her eyes off of me, which I thought was a little unusual.
As she was scooping the chocolate ice cream?
Yes.
She's just staring at you?
Yes, sir.
All right.
She put the ice cream in her bowl, and I had told her many, many times that Daddy, I didn't like to see her take it and swirl it around until it became very soft. A lot of kids do that. I understand, but I told her not to do it because I don't find it to be a very pleasant thing to look at. If you look at ice cream after it's been whipped up.
Well, a lot of kids will mix it around until it becomes like that soft ice cream you get at Dairy Queen.
Yes, sir. But she did, and she continued to mix it around and continued to mix it around until it became a distraction for me. And all the while, she's looking at me and smiling until the ice cream became what I had said to my wife, when you mix chocolate ice cream around like that, it begins to look like something very unpleasant. And so right there, when I saw that, it put me off of my food, and I couldn't finish my meal, and I had to excuse myself because I was physically nauseous from it. The other thing that happened was that I came home on Monday of last week, of this week, I should say, and there was a backpack left laying at the front door. There'd never been backpacks. Children backpacks are always put away, or always hung in their rooms, or always hung on a hook that we have in our hall, but they left the backpack there. The London bombers had used backpacks, and other bombers have used backpacks. I don't think there's a much more clearer message that can be sent than to leave your backpack laying there, knowing that I'm coming home and I'm going to see something that looks very much like...
Like there's a bomb in it? I mean, you don't think your kids are trying to bomb the house?
No. But I think it's a psychological thing. What they're doing is, to use the terminology, they're, you know, messing with my mind, or it's
a psychological assault?
I believe so, yes. And the other thing was that the children use a chalkboard that we have in our kitchen. We leave messages for each other. We do grocery lists on this chalkboard. The kids had played a game of hangman. If you're familiar with the game of hangman, you eventually create a man hanging from a gallows. It's a stick figure, but nonetheless, it's a hangman. I walked in after a very tough day, and I saw that there. And at the bottom, I saw very clearly, Daddy was written there.
So there was a stick figure hanging from the gallows and Daddy underneath that?
Yes, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Stephen Bozell about what he thinks is his family, harassing him psychologically because of his support for Senator Kerry and their support for President Bush. I want to get to the election, not the election, I want to get to the lawsuit, though. You are suing specifically for harassment, psychological harassment, and for the for damages, right?
Not necessarily for damages. What I want is a statement from the court that this was, in fact, happening, so that individuals who have said to me that I'm imagining this, including my wife, will know that the court has ruled otherwise. I'm initiating a legal civil action against my wife and children for humiliation and attempting to provoke a mental collapse, and that is going to be what we're talking about. Now,
but let me ask you this. Did you talk to your wife about this?
I did, yes, sir.
What did she say?
She laughed.
She just laughed?
Yes.
Well, when you initiated the conference, can you tell me how it went?
I said to her, when I discovered the stick, the hangman on the chalkboard, I said, okay, what's this about? And I was clearly disturbed, and she said, what? And I said, the children have been sending messages to me when April Jr. stirred her chocolate ice cream around so it would look like, you know, a wet, runny, basically trying to make it look like wet, runny diarrhea. And then when my son left the backpack, and now a stick figure hangman with Daddy underneath it, I said, what's going on? And that's when she laughed. And I say, Mr. Andrew, that
she laughed.
Yeah, and when I say that she laughed, she threw her head back. The way she laughed is she threw her head back and laughed, and then put something away in the refrigerator, and then went upstairs and started, doing her toenails or whatever she did.
Did you follow her up there?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you ask her again?
I did. I said, okay, are you laughing at me? And she said, yes. And I said, why? And she said, because I think you're being foolish. Now, there's no way that you're going to get a woman at that instant to actually come out and admit.
How much of this do you think maybe you're imagining?
No, sir. No. I told her.
Well, like, for instance, when your daughter is swirling around the ice cream so that it looks like something disgusting, you had said to her, don't do that.
I had told her in the past, I don't want her swirling her ice cream around until it softens up and looks like, you know, looks like doo-doo. I said the word doo-doo. Now, but she'd done it with vanilla, and I said to my wife, don't ever get chocolate ice cream because that will put me off my meal. And guess what? She went out and got chocolate ice cream. So now my daughter has swirled that around, and that put me completely off my meal.
And then the next episode was when you came home, your son had left a backpack at the front door. clearly looking as if it had been, had a bomb in it.
That's correct, because they'd never, ever done that before. And then the other one was the hangman.
All right. And any other incidents of the, of that nature?
Well, in the during the election in 2004, I had never considered this, but it now got my mind thinking back that when Bush won, my wife and the kids were staying up watching the election, and when President Bush, when it was announced that he won, they all laughed at me, and they were making fun and shouting their support for Bush. And that was also the beginning of what I figured was a campaign.
They were laughing at you and shouting their support for Bush?
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to take a break right now, Mr. Bozell, and we'll continue talking to you about this lawsuit where he is basically bringing, not looking for money, he's bringing an action against his wife and daughter and son for humiliation, harassment, and an attempt to provoke a mental collapse. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. His daughter playing with her dessert to the point where it resembles something that he said made him sick when he looked at it. The fact that his son left a backpack laying at the front door, he'd never done that before, simulating or looking as if there might be a bomb in it. And the fact that the children had played the game of hangman on a chalkboard, and underneath the hanging stick figure from the gallows, they wrote, Daddy. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic farmer? You savvy?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Stephen Bozell is with me from Corona, California. He is initiating a lawsuit against his wife and his son and his daughter. Mr. Bozell, this is not the first time that you've done this kind of thing, that you've sued your members of your family.
Well, it's a very groundbreaking legal step, Mr. Hendry. Not many people are courageous enough or smart enough to do it. I have a very good attorney, Dolores Blazingame, who's assured me that I've got the legal right to do it.
Well, okay, in suing a member, you're not asking for money.
No, what I'm asking for very clearly is a court decision, a jury decision, that yes, they did humiliate me and made me feel like I was on the verge of mentally just going to hell or having a collapse.
It's called a mental collapse here in your lawsuit.
That's correct. And
now, are you listening? I'm listening to an Arab broadcast.
I'm listening to Al Jazeera right now. They have an English language translation of the Al Jazeera. And one of the reasons why I do that, and I do it in the evening, because we have satellite access to two cable channels from the Middle East, is to try and get some alternative news concerning the Middle East. I think that the American media has gotten very conservative. And
so you think you're going to get your news from Al Jazeera? Okay.
Well, sir, I'm not trying to tell you how to, live your life.
All right. No, I just wanted to be clear. All right. The three things that you're suing are based on actions that your daughter took. One, your daughter, your son, and your wife. Now, let's get to the daughter and this whole idea of whipping her ice cream around. You say it looked like something disgusting. And basically, you said she whipped the chocolate ice cream around until it looked like runny diarrhea. Is that right?
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right. And the other thing, you know that kids play with their ice cream.
Absolutely, I know that, Mr. Henry. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, I mean, my daughter has done that. My kids, ever since they were small, take the ice cream and they whip it around and they... and.
Well, okay, but do your kids eat chocolate ice cream? Or?
Well, they eat vanilla.
All right, but the fact is, when you do that with chocolate ice cream, it can look pretty bad. And the other thing that I'm sure your children don't do, and I challenge any parent listening right now, have they ever had their children take ice cream out of the refrigerator, and while they're doing it, never take their eyes off of their parents? So my daughter went over to the refrigerator, took the ice cream out, and her eyes were locked on me the whole time. And I was looking at her, and I'm wondering, okay, what's this all about? I said, what are you looking at Daddy for? And she was giggling.
So your daughter, you think, had some sort of a malevolent intent?
That is my feeling, yes, sir. And I talked to my attorney. See, you got to understand, I checked this all out with my attorney. And she's fully, totally, she said, yeah, you're totally right, man. She said that that would freak me out, too. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but when when your own daughter, and my daughter just turned 7, and I love her more than life itself, but when your own daughter goes to the ice box to get her ice cream, and her eyes are locked on you and they're blood red, that is...
Your daughter looked, her eyes were blood red as she took that chocolate ice cream out of that freezer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it is a terrible thing to have to deal with as a father and as a husband to recognize that your own daughter means to try to, you know, make you so disgusted and make fun of you.
And, all right, but, all right, so now she sits down and she whips this chocolate ice cream around and around and around. Did you ask her to stop?
I said, Daddy doesn't like you to do that. And she was licking her fingers and not paying attention to me. And I said, would you please don't do that? She kept on doing it until it looked just like, it would just really put me off my meal.
But can I ask you about when you say your daughter's eyes were blood red? Can you tell me about that?
Well, I'm sure you understand it.
I mean, was she was angry?
Well, I'm sure. Look, when I came home, I'll tell you the other example. I came home and I saw my son's backpack was laying there on the driveway. And I went and I looked for my wife and I looked for my son. I saw my son back in his room. And I knew that he'd left that backpack there to make it look like there's a...
You all right?
I'm just very emotional about this.
All right.
To make it look like a bomb was in it. And I went into his room, and I looked, and I asked him, why is that backpack laying there to make it look like there's a bomb out there? And when he turned around, his eyes were glazed over, almost as if he'd been smoking pot or something. And I asked him, you haven't been smoking pot, because we have caught him in the past. And it made the hair on my arm stand up, because his eyes were all glazed over like he was a pothead. And when I asked him, he said, no, Dad, I haven't. And we looked, and there wasn't any pot. So that...
Well, I don't know. He might have just taken a nap. He might have been studying something.
He might have, or he might have had a malevolent intent. Again, when your daughter's eyes are blood red, when your son's eyes are all fogged up, there is an intent. Now, the next one is the hangman. And that came the next morning when I walked into the kitchen. Again, that's when I encountered my wife. And I asked my wife, why is this here? And she said, what's wrong with it? I said, is this a message for me, like Daddy ought to be executed or something? And that's when her eyes turned blood red. So on three consecutive occasions, three people who I hold very dear, three people who I love more than life itself, their eyes were blood red. Like his, only smaller.
All right, well, you're still at home, aren't you?
No, I am not, sir.
Where are you living now?
I have moved out of the house. I'm right now, I took a room at Super 8, and I have what you listen to right now. I've got recordings of Al Jazeera that I listen to, and these are videotapes that I've burned, or actually they're DVDs that I've burned that has the English language interpretations.
So you're staying at a motel away from your family?
Yes, sir, I am.
Do you fear for your safety?
I don't fear for my physical safety, but I do fear that they're trying to drive me to a mental, just get me all mentally messed up and make fun of me and everything, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Stephen Bozell joins us from Corona, California. The man is a father. He has two children. And did you just turn that up because it got awfully loud?
I did. I couldn't hear it.
All right. Could you turn that down for me, man, because I'm trying to just wrap up the half hour?
Okay. I'm terribly sorry.
Stephen Bozell joins us. This gentleman feels that his family has instituted some kind of a campaign of psychological intimidation. Would you say, Mr. Bozell? Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Psychological intimidation?
Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry?
Psychological intimidation?
Yes, that's and harassment.
Okay. By your daughter stirring her chocolate ice cream to look like diarrhea, by your son leaving the backpack out to make it look like there's a bomb in it, and by the kids playing hangman. You also mentioned that when you talked to these three individuals, their eyes were blood red.
Their eyes did, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Can you sue members of your own family for psychologically intimidating you or for just having a different political opinion? It's The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Stephen Bozell on the line with us for our final segment here. And Mr. Bozell, the lawsuit, has it been filed yet?
It has not yet been filed because I'm trying to come to an accommodation with my family. I've asked my daughter on several occasions not to play with her dessert to the point where it makes a mess that makes me sick to look at it. I've asked my wife, you know that when you buy chocolate ice cream, the child is going to play with it like that. I've said to my son with the backpacks, are you trying to scare me to death? Because I had come in that day, and I...
Well, all right. Well, we talked to your wife, and you were very upset. You saw the backpack laying at the front door, and you thought that it was something... You made the comment that you felt like you were walking into an Israeli pizza parlor. What does that mean?
About the Israeli pizza parlor?
Yeah.
That was what was blown up by a guy with a backpack.
You felt... Okay, so, all right. And then the game of hangman, that's when you encountered your wife.
And all three of them had the same blood-red eyes. Again, you have to understand the mentality of these Bush people who are in favor of the war. It is a... They just want to blow everything to hell.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You were against President Bush, and you feel that this kind of war fever has caught your family.
Absolutely.
Is this Liz? Liz, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
As far as war fever and Bush people, quote unquote, it's the people that are, you know, you're in America, and you have the freedom to have your opinion. What you have to remember is that there's men and women that die every single day for people like you to have these, you know, thoughts of delusions that your child is purposely mixing their ice cream, which is totally unfounded, and have blood red eyes for the fact of you to have your freedom to have these idiotic.
Well, ma'am, I don't know why you call them idiotic, okay? In London today, there's all kinds of people trying to blow things up.
Yes, and you're sitting listening to propaganda.
10 years ago, I'm trying to find the truth. The Bush administration, through the Fox News channels and all of the other conservative channels, is only telling us their side.
So what about the other... What channels are not conservative that you're listening to? I'm trying to find the truth.
And when you're living in your own home where your own daughter is staring at you with blood-red eyes while she's getting ice cream out of the freezer...
So blood-red eyes, you mean like physical blood-red eyes? Like
yeah, what do you mean? Are they bloodshot?
I mean there is a look of... The best word I can give you is malevolence. And she sits there and stirs her ice cream until it looks like it came out of a... It belongs more in a toilet than it does on a sugar cone.
So do you think perhaps that maybe you're manifesting these things through...
How much
you're
of this
listening
is,
to all this?
How much of this is paranoia?
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, what are you saying? What are you
people saying? That you're paranoid.
Well, how much, let's just say that...
If I was paranoid, you'd have a case if there weren't bombs going off all over the world and the whole world blowing itself to hell as fast as people can arrange it, okay? But you know as well as I do that we've got all of the stuff in Iraq, all the stuff in London, and now my son leaving a backpack out like he thinks that's a big joke, and my daughter turning a dessert into something that looks like it came out of a dog's rear end. Okay, that's not paranoia.
That's absolute paranoia.
How do you figure it's paranoia when you got the whole world blowing itself as fast as people can arrange it?
Well, answer me this. You're listening to Al Jazeera Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
What truth are you finding through that?
I'm finding an alternative. Well, at least it isn't George Bush, you know.
That's your opinion. Well, the thing is, the people that you're listening to are the people that are doing these heinous crimes.
Well, okay.
They're taking...
But at least I'm getting their point of view on the whole deal.
Yeah, but you're afraid of that stuff. See, your daughter's stirring up the ice cream till it looks like... I don't understand what that... The backpack, I understand. Even the game of hangman. But your daughter's stirring her chocolate ice cream until it looks like runny diarrhea. What has that got to do with terrorism?
The fact that I can't eat after I see it. The fact that if I don't eat, I'm weakened. And if I'm weakened, I'm weakened against the things that are assaulting us. I'm sitting in a Super 8 right now with DVDs loaded with Al Jazeera, and I'm sitting here and I've gone through two packs of cigarettes in the last half hour, and you call me paranoid.
Well, dude, if you're sitting in a Super 8 watching Al Jazeera DVDs and you went through two packs of cigarettes in 30 minutes, some doctors might call that textbook paranoia.
Are you a doctor, Mr. Henry?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Is the lady a doctor?
Are you a political...
I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and I'm a father who doesn't want his daughter stirring a chocolate ice cream till it looks like it streamed out of someone's rear end who had a binge the night before. Ma'am, are you a doctor?
I'm not talking about your paranoia.
Thank you very much.
I'm not talking about your paranoia.
Thank you very much. I've made my point.
Can you turn that Al Jazeera tape down?
I've made my point that you're not...
You haven't made any point.
Ma'am, you're not a psychologist. You can't tell me, you know, that I'm paranoid.
I can't even hear you.
And you still see that you are sick in the head.
How am I sick in the head?
I can't hear anybody for the Al Jazeera.
I'm sorry. But they had a real good editorial on, and they were given some soccer scores.
They're given soccer scores. All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I would rather put my eyes out with a stick from a tree than look at you.
1-800-449-8686. Here. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell. You're in a hotel room. You've left your family because you feel like your daughter and your son are making fun of you. Your daughter with the stirring the chocolate ice cream so it looks like diarrhea. Your son with the backpack. Your wife laughing at you. Right? You there?
Yeah. Go hold on, because stock market's down 41 points.
Now, will you forget about Al Jazeera for a minute?
Mr. Henry, the only way that I'm going to be able to get the counterpoint, my wife, my son and my daughter, they've already been brainwashed, I think, by the George Bush party program to get the American people on board for a war against Iraq when the Iraqi people and me, my daughter, stirring up ice cream so it looks like diarrhea and my wife's laughing at me and her eyes are blood red. Now, all of this is very logical, but you can't seem to grab it. You can't seem to grab a hold of it. And I'm trying to get the news here.
All right, but I can't hear you when you got it turned up.
I want to make sure that I hear every detail of what's being said here. Go ahead. I can hear you fine.
All right, you can hear me fine.
Sort of. Let me just turn this up a little bit more. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Lay it on me, man. Give me the truth.
Okay, here's what I can't hear a thing you're saying.
I want to hear this guy. Yeah, I see, I got an old baby, yeah. Look, this guy is saying it all. He says, let me just turn it up a little tiny bit more.
Hello? Okay. Now the guy blew himself up in a freaking hotel room someplace. Let me just turn it up a little bit more. Mr. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor. I guess we'll know his fate if we pick the paper up tomorrow and find out if a Stephen Bozell was blown to bits in a hotel someplace. But that man, driven to a hotel room with nothing but DVDs of Al Jazeera programming, feeling that his daughter, wife, and son were allied against him with blood-red eyes. Like his, only smaller.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Our website is www.philhenryshow.com, and our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. And you can contact us via the email address. On our website, the backstage pass is available for $6.95. Now, coming up 1 week from today... 1 week from today, the second Phil Henry Summer Video Webcast. That's right. You get your backstage pass. You will see this show webcast in its entirety. Now, what you'll be able to see will be seen from a three-camera view. The first webcast that we did was just a single camera over the actual broadcast position. But this will, next week, have three cameras. You'll be able to see Harry in a screening room, the general control room, me, and all kinds of crap that we do on our show. So that's next Friday night. Starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time in Baghdad, Bangladesh, wherever the hell. You're just going to have to look it up. You know, just prior to our last webcast, we were getting an email from India and Japan. That was last month when I got the email from that girl in Tokyo, and then we got the guy in India. I got an email today from a dude in Spain. So just check it out on your local, you know, like, program log or schedule or something like that. For those of you who constantly ask, are you on the satellite? Yes, we are. We're on XM Radio. You can listen to us on XM. I think it's channel 150-something or other. I'm not exactly sure. But we are available on XM. Sirius? No, it's XM, baby. That's where we're at. And you can hear us there. If you're one of the individuals that, you know, drives around in a truck all night long, and a lot of the, it's 152. There it is. America's hottest and most controversial talk stars are on channel 152, Extreme FM. The Monsters of the Morning, Tony Kornheiser, G. Gordon Liddy, The Phillips File, The Phil Hendry Show, and The David Lawrence Show.
Who are they?
Well, David Lawrence, the world of pop culture and high tech into perspective. Then there's the John and Jeff Show. The John and Jeff Show is hot talk for people on what is called the third shift. Phil Hendry, a less than conventional perspective on current events. The Phillips File, a show that defies explanation and makes you think. What it probably makes you think about how you can explain it to somebody. The Monsters of the Morning, a mix of party, soap opera, and topic-driven entertainment talk from a skinhead perspective. I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. It's a mixture of party, soap opera, and topic-driven entertainment talk. G. Gordon Liddy, some dumbass who reads crap from the internet, who thinks it's real, and then realizes it's not when his producer starts waving at him frantically through the glass. But he is still considered one of the top talk show hosts in America because he pays Talkers Magazine all kinds of freaking money for ads. And then Tony Kornheiser, and all it says, his daily radio program. Well, that about says it all there. Tony is a sports writer for the Washington Post, is it? But in any event, Tony's a very good sports writer. As a talk show host, I'm Joy. He's just great. Actually, did I tell you that I did an audition for a show that I think is on the air now, or it might have been canceled, but it was called Shut Up and Listen or Pardon the Interruption or some crap like that, right? Anybody know a show that starred Jason Alexander that was on TV? If it's still, it might still be on. Anyway, I auditioned for this. And it was based and is based on Tony's life and on his television show, which I believe is called Pardon the Interruption or something like that. So CBS decided to take the life of Tony Kornheiser and put it into a television show, make it a, you know, kind of like Phil at the Gate. And I actually went in for the audition on this thing and they liked me, I think, and wanted to pay me $5,000 a year. And I said, God, if you could get it up to six. And they went, what are you trying to break the budget here? And they threw me out. So they went with Jason Alexander, who only wanted a little bit more, $600,000 an episode. And so they were able to come up with the cash on that. Anyway, it may still be on the air. You can check that baby out. So that's the Tony Kornheiser thing. And that's Extreme XM. It's channel 152. We do get quite a few people. And this whole thing about will I be on Sirius, let me tell you something about satellite. I don't even know if satellite is going to be here. I personally believe the future is bright for satellite. I think it's the same as with cable television. Cable TV, when I first got cable, it was 1980. And the reason why I had cable is I lived in a little suburban area of Los Angeles where you couldn't get over-the-air signal. Some people have had cable for many years, since the late 1960s. Cable television, when I was taking a broadcasting class in college, I took a communications class in 1970, and the professor, a guy named Dr. Wright, said, the future is cable. At that time, I had no idea what the hell it was he was talking about. And I would ask him, Professor Wright, are you talking about, like, cable to get to places where they don't get over-the-air? And he said, no, you idiot. I'm talking about cable for everybody. I said, but why would I want that? I already get it over on my rabbit ears, like an idiot, right? He said, you don't understand. There will be many, 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 many channels of programming. And that's when I got hip to this whole cable. That was 1970. 10 years later, I got it in my house, and it probably hasn't been in widespread use for more than 10, 15 years. As a matter of fact, when I was in Miami in 1994, only 40% of all households in South Florida had cable. Now you got satellite radio. And many people have said, well, it's not going to make inroads. Well, of course it will. Of course it will. How quickly, I don't know. It all depends on how much the so-called terrestrial broadcasters, AM/FM broadcasters, want to play the game with the FCC. They want to keep playing the game and making money, I guess they can do it. But if they keep playing the game and it starts cutting into their profits, you watch them start running over to satellite radio. If satellite radio can provide better programming than AM/FM, it's going to start kicking some ass around here. But I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they have the imagination. I do. I could program about 16 channels right now. but it's going to cost you. If anybody is listening at XM or Sirius and you want to get Sirius, now I know you got Howard and you got Phil over there at XM, but if you really want to get Sirius and you want some ideas, you can contact me, but it will cost you a lot of money. Tons and tons. You'll have to back a truck up to my house and just dump freaking Spanish doubloons off of my front lawn. We'd like to thank Rick Mundy with his messed up Dodger baseball, talking about gangbangers blowing themselves up. Also, Judy Horak, her sixth birthday, Margaret Gray, and, of course, Professor Husband Ginther, who got himself blown to bits tonight, Hal and Viola, who crashed their plane twice, and Steve Bozell, and he's a real piece of work. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy.